91X News.
It's 15 degrees and mostly cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Jose De Barros. It's the time of year when it seems as if everyone is competing for your money. Charities, merchandisers, and Christmas campaigns. Jennifer Bowman reports that's taking a toll on Belleville history.
Money is hard to come by, and preserving historical archives isn't exactly at the top of most people's wish list. The Hastings Historical Society is campaigning to raise money to move the archives from the Historical Society's current site to the old Irish Hall on Church Street. Orland French is the president of the society. French says they're going to wait until after Christmas to start looking for money again.
There's a lot of tough competition in this community, especially this time of year with all the United Way and all the campaigns that are relying on people's generosity at Christmas.
French says the campaign has raised close to $700,000 so far, and they are now hoping for support from families for the remaining $300,000.
I haven't had anybody say we don't need an archives, but sometimes people are very willing to say, oh yeah, we'd love to have an archives fully behind you. Well, where's the check? Well, I'll get you next week kind of thing, you know.
They're hoping to finish the campaign by March and move into what used to be the old Irish Hall by the end of summer. Jennifer Bowman, 91X News, Belleville.
A Quebec coroner says there is no hard evidence that anyone killed champion boxer Arturo Gatti. However, John Brochu's long-awaited report is critical of the way Brazilian authorities handled evidence after Gatti was found dead while on vacation in 2009. Brochu says that it makes it difficult to determine with absolute certainty what happened. He says that that means the conclusion of Brazilian authorities that Gatti committed suicide remains possible. Gatti's family has steadfastly rejected the suicide conclusion, but Brochu says he has often seen family members shocked and unaware that a loved one has suicidal tendencies. London, Ontario's mayor says the people of his city said enough is enough, and that's why police removed Occupy protesters from a park early this morning. Mayor Joe Fontana says the matter was handled professionally.
The police did a great job along with our administration, and so you can deal with this in a very professional and peaceful way, and I was happy to see that that happened.
In Vancouver, city lawyers will be back in court today trying to get an injunction to legally force protesters out of their encampment. The City of Victoria has been granted a hearing next week to apply for a similar injunction, while Calgary City Council has voted unanimously to start moving protesters out of Olympic Plaza. The sole occupying participant is calling it quits in the Occupy Whitehorse Assembly. Mark Bowers has been living outside the Yukon Legislature since October the 17th and is not ready to stick it out through the winter. The lobbyist says that propane is expensive and the winters are too cold to live in a camper. Bowers says that while he is leaving, he will not be giving up on his goal. Occupy Whitehorse will continue virtually through Facebook and Twitter. Bowers also plans to visit on weekends during the winter months. Despite police warnings to stay awake, thousands of angry university students are marching in London, England over tuition hikes. ABC reporter Lama Hassan reports from London.
They've been using social networking sites such as Facebook and Twitter to pass on their message. And the main message on those websites today was, do not be afraid. Come out. We need to hear your voice. And that's exactly what they've done today.
4,000 police officers are on the streets with the protesters. Israel is staying quiet about a new UN report saying Iran is close to developing a nuclear warhead. ABC's Alex Marquardt reports.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office didn't issue a reaction, and his top ministers were instructed not to talk to the press. The hope is that other countries, especially the United States, will respond vigorously with swift and crippling sanctions. There's a fierce debate underway in Israel over a possible military strike on Iran, an outcome most here hope sanctions would prevent. Alex Marquardt, ABC News, Tel Aviv.
Rapper Heavy D has died at the age of 44. Oscar Wells Gabriel reports it appears Heavy D died of natural causes.
Police in Beverly Hills, California say they responded to a report of an unconscious person on the walkway of a condo building. Heavy D was taken to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center where he later died. Police say the rapper was returning from shopping when he had trouble breathing. He collapsed as he was being led to his apartment. Authorities do not suspect foul play. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Known as the overweight lover, the rapper and actor appeared on singles by both Janet and Michael Jackson and scored his own hits, including the 1991 smash hit, Now That We Found Love. An asteroid the size of an aircraft carrier flew past Earth on Tuesday at 6:28 p.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Ed Krupp at the Griffith Observatory in Los Angeles says it's the closest an asteroid has come to Earth in 35 years.
This were to hit the Earth, it is large enough to knock out a major city.
It missed us by 325,000 kilometers. High-end Canadian retailer Holt Renfrew is out with its new holiday catalog for shoppers with deep pockets. The Holt's Christmas catalog offers up a vacation to Valley for $53,000. It's a 14-day getaway for two that features a volcano check, luxury accommodations for two of Bali's finest hotels, and the opportunity to design a custom piece of John Hardy jewelry. If that's not your style, there's a one-of-a-kind trip to the 2012 Monaco Grand Prix with Hugo Boss for $45,000. It appears two seats in the Team McLaren suite and admission to the Hugo Boss Grand Prix private party. With a recent survey suggesting many Canadians plan to put themselves on a budget this holiday season, the Holt's catalog also offers a diamond-studded black DR watch for just over $10,000. That's 91X News to 1206. James Bowler has sports next.
Oh my God, your hair looks so good.
Oh my God, I know. I went to a Maine affair, and they totally did exactly what I wanted.
You went to where?
A Maine affair. You haven't heard?
No.
Oh my God, they're amazing.
I can so tell just by looking at your gorgeous hair. Will you come with me there?
Of course I will, and right now you'll get 30% off with the new talent, Cody Locke. You'll be looking fabulous in no time.
A Maine affair. 59 Pinnacle Street, South in Belleville.
At A Maine Affair, your hair is our passion.
Good afternoon, I'm James Bowler with 91X Sports. There are two games to be played in the Junior A tonight. The Mississauga Chargers host the St. Mike's Majors at 7:15, while the Hamilton Red Wings visit the Orangeville Flyers for an 8 o'clock game. There are no games tonight in the OHL. However, the second game of the Super Series takes place tonight in Quebec City as Russia takes on QMJHL All-Stars. The Russians won the first game 2-0 in the Victoriaville on Monday. The OHL All-Stars will host the Russians tomorrow in Ottawa for the first of two games between the teams. The Belleville Bulls will be represented by Coach George Burnett as the OHL's head coach and defenseman Steven Silas. Three games are scheduled for the NHL tonight. The Ottawa Senators are the only Canadian team in action as they host the New York Rangers at 7:30. At the same time, the Philadelphia Flyers are up against the Tampa Bay Lightning in Florida. There's a one game in the West Coast as the Nashville Predators continue their Western road trip against the Anaheim Ducks. Penn State football coach Joe Paterno is stepping down. Reporter Aaron Katersky has more on from State College, Pennsylvania.
This Paterno's 46th season will be his last. Our broadcast partner ESPN now confirms Paterno will retire at the end of the season. He has come under intense pressure over what he did or did not do when he was told his former defensive coordinator was molesting boys.
Jerry Sandusky was charged over the weekend with molesting eight young boys between 1994 and 2009. Two university officials have been charged with failing to notify authorities after an eyewitness reported a 2002 assault. A 52-year-old man has pleaded guilty to fraud involving Girls Hockey Association in Woodstock. Peter Williams, 52, entered the plea in Woodstock court on Tuesday. Williams was accused of stealing over $45,000 from the Woodstock Wildcats Girls Hockey Association. As the Wildcats treasurer, Williams cashed 30 checks to himself between May 2010 and this past May. Questions surfaced when the Wildcats got an overdue ice rental bill from the city for $56,000. Williams' family has paid the money back to the Wildcats. A 22-year-old German poker professional has won the World Series of Poker main event and $8.72 million. Pius Heinz of Cologne, Germany, captured the title with an ace high. Heinz wagered the last of his chips against Martin Staszko of the Czech Republic with an ace king. Staszko had held a 7-10 of clubs. The board was a 5 of clubs, deuce of diamonds, 9 of spades, jack of hearts, and 4 of diamonds, helping neither player. Staszko won $5.43 million for a second place. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Jose with 91x weather.
Today, mainly cloudy with showers beginning late this afternoon, high of 15. Tonight, showers ending late this evening, then cloudy with 60% chance of showers. Wind south 20 kilometers an hour, becoming west 30, gusting to 50 overnight, a low of 7. Thursday, mainly cloudy, wind west 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50, becoming late this afternoon, a high of 8. At 12:09, it's 13 degrees. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Jose DeBarros with James Bowler. News is next at 1 o'clock.
This is 91X. CJLX. 91X.